The immigration debate at a restaurant on the shores of Lake Mendota was part of a series of debates sponsored by the group Reach Out Wisconsin. For the past year, each month, organizers have invited people of opposing viewpoints to speak on controversial issues to an audience that includes people from both sides of the political divide. The goal is to promote civil dialogue. Todd Osborne is a Tea Party organizer. He says he welcomes the opportunity to rub shoulders and viewpoints with liberals.
Usually when I'm talking politics to people, I'm preaching to the choir. You know, I'm talking to people that have my exact same views. So outside of this, I don't get much liberalism.
At another table, Karen McKim, a self-professed progressive, says she comes to these gatherings because she believes literally that a democracy is governed by its citizens, who are like a board of directors.
None of us would think for a moment of serving on a board of directors without talking to the other people on the board of directors, whether we agreed with them or not. We get so little chance to do that. This is the place we come to practice democracy. Practice it. Get better at it.
But for this group of citizens, getting better at democracy doesn't mean converting or defeating people with opposing views. The two Guatemalan immigrants who laid out diametrically opposing views for the group last night couldn't even agree on whether illegal or undocumented was the proper term for the millions of immigrants their proposed reforms would affect. But that's okay, because for the Reach Out Wisconsin group, friendly dialogue, not agreement, is the goal. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.